This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada at ZenCon 2015. And my special guest is a friend of mine, Mr. Wim Godden. Say hello to everybody, Wim.
Hi, everyone.
Now, Wim, you're here at ZenCon. I know this is not your first ZenCon.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. And we've went into each other several other conferences, been floating around the community together for quite some time. You did an interesting tutorial yesterday, and had I not been doing a tutorial in the same time slot, I would have been sitting in yours because it was a very important tutorial. You talked about security. Talk to us a little bit about security, how it's changed, or how the mindset of PHP developers has changed over the past few years towards security.
Well, I think people have begun to realize that security is more and more important because of all those hacks that have been in the news everywhere. And PHP developers themselves, I think most senior developers have become aware of the problem very well. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the more junior developers know that it's important, but often don't understand the concepts of all the security exploits very well yet.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the reason why I did the tutorial to explain those concepts a little bit more in depth.
Now, do you walk through the OWASP top 10, or do you take a different approach to it?
I do a couple of the OWASP top 10, but not every single one of them.
Okay.
But then I walk through the entire stack. I go take it way beyond just coding, and I talk about web server security, database server, even to the point of firewalling and so on.
Well, it's said that security is a layered thing. There's no checkbox that you can say, yes, I'm now secure. You have to build layers in it, and securing your database and all of that is certainly very important. Most people just say, hey, I'm firewalled, we're good.
Oh yeah, definitely.
What's the one that you see most often? What's the exploit you see most often in the PHP community that you see people not fixing or doing, or the problem they're creating?
Well, on older code, if they have to work on like PHP 4 or PHP 5.0 style code, mm-hmm. it still quite often is SQL injection or cross-site scripting. It still is there quite a lot. On newer code, it doesn't happen as often anymore, but still I see people using things like Doctrine and still creating raw SQL queries with SQL injection in there.
Oh, yeah.
But then the other one, I think the most common one is probably not properly firewalling, not properly closing the right ports, like having a memcached installation and not firewalling it so everybody can connect to it and get all the session information out of it and credit card information. Stuff like that happens quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, I've just set up a couple of servers for a friend of mine, and the first thing I did was set up the firewall, and I opened up 80 and 443. You know, and you're going to have to prove to me you need more than that. You
know, oh, yeah.
We got 22 open because I got to get into the box. But, you know, you've got to have a good reason to poke a hole anywhere else. And these days, that is just so critical. And security is a layer, but you got to start with that first firewall layer and get that right. You talked about database, and I'm an old SQL guy. That's what I cut my teeth on when I started programming. And you're right, a lot of people still do that. Now, I still hand code all my SQL, but for the life of me, I can't recall the last time I did not use either PDO and prepared statements or I use Doctrine's DBAL. I don't use the full Doctrine, but I use Doctrine's DBAL and prepared statements. Is that one of the things you recommend in your class?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, writing raw SQL is still fine, but the thing you should definitely do is use prepared statements.
Yeah.
And it also gives you the flexibility of switching from MySQL to PostgreSQL to Oracle without having to rewrite your queries because you're using some specific thing to something specific to your database.
Yeah.
So, yeah, either prepared statements or using the full doctrine capabilities or,
right.
Yeah, it's definitely the right advice.
Just, like I said, I'm old school. I like to hand code my my SQL, so I've never gotten into ORMs or Active Record. It just, you know, nothing against them. They're just not how I do them. But yes, using prepared statement these days, that's an absolute must.
Oh, yeah,
if I come
definitely across
code that the developer hasn't done that, then I'm going to go have a talk with that developer, you know. Interesting. I was talking in my class was on PHP 7, and I was talking in there, and we came. I forget how the topic came up, but I was talking about security and the fact that most people don't understand this. But your database is not to be considered a secure data source.
No, definitely not.
You know, but most people say, "Oh, well, it's my database. I can trust whatever's coming out of it." And that, to me, that's a beginner mistake at that point.
Yeah, it's one of the things I mentioned is that, especially if you have multiple applications accessing the same database, mm-hmm. then you writing your application, you cannot trust whatever's in there mm-hmm. because you might not have inserted all the data in there, or it might have been inserted a long time ago when you didn't have all the security checks in there.
Yeah.
And the same is true for any XML feed or SOAP service that you're using, you're consuming. It's exactly the same thing. You cannot trust a single piece of information, whether it comes from the client directly through the browser mm-hmm. or through some kind of database or XML feed.
Yeah. Well, the easy one for most people to understand is data coming in from the browser. Everybody understands, you know, users are bastards, and
yeah.
they're trying to break your application. A lot of people, a lot of developers these days do understand that stuff coming in from an API should not be trusted point blank.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure that you properly filter it and that you have checked it to make sure that it's the right type of data. But I'm constantly amazed at the number of people who, well, my database, that should be trusted, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's dangerous. The easy scenario is you've got your boss who wants to go look at some of the data, and so they start paging through it using a SQL client, and they accidentally mess something up, or they decide they don't like this, so they're going to change it. And this is not a straw man. I've actually had this happen,
yeah.
You know. So the data's not valid anymore. It's not trustworthy. So, it amazes me how many people don't get that. I'm sure that your tutorial was excellent, and it is something, you're right, it's something that we constantly have to keep going. I know a few years ago, Chris Shiflett was the security guy, and
yep.
we beat that drum for so many years, and I hope people don't get tired of hearing about it, because it's just so important, you
mm-hmm.
know, and it's not something we can say, okay, we've cured this, we can move on.
No.
And it's certainly not something limited to PHP.
Oh, definitely not.
You know, no. PHP is not an insecure language. It just allows you to write code that is insecure, and you can write the same code in every other language and be just as insecure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, you work for a company or run a company called Cube. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, so we're based in Brussels, Belgium,
okay.
And we do mostly PHP consultancy. We provide consultancy services to, well, small companies, big companies, government, and so on. We do a lot of stuff with scalability as well. We write a lot of stuff on Nginx and write extensions
nice.
For that as well.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of QA on everything. And we also every now and then do trainings for companies
cool.
as well.
Yeah, well, that's a topic near and dear to my heart. You mentioned Nginx. And, you know, Nginx for the past 3 or 4 years has become the shiny
yep.
For web servers. Do you now prefer that over Apache?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
We hardly ever deploy on Apache anymore.
Wow.
We just combine Nginx and PHP FPM because it's a lot faster. It performs way better.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, in our opinion, a much better way of deploying it as well.
Okay.
A lot more flexible as well.
Very cool. That's the one thing that I just have not done yet is I still deploy Apache on my personal stuff. You know, I don't do any client work
mm-hmm.
anymore, but for my personal stuff, you know, it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And well, if you look at PHP FPM in terms of security, it also helps because you can split up sites on different user and group. So that also helps.
That is very true. Okay, well, thank you for that introduction to Cube, and we'll throw a link in the show notes to the company so people can get more information about it. Hey, you're in the Belgium area, and you are spoiled with choices for PHP user groups
in that area.
That area, or the entire European PHP community. You got some great user groups. If you had to pick one, because I know you've got several that you attend, if you had to pick one, what would be the group that you call my home group?
Who? Well, PHP Benelux is sort of like the over,
yeah,
say, like the big one supporting all the little user groups. I have two of my colleagues. One of them is running Brussels PHP, and the other one is running Hasselt PHP.
Wow.
So I attend Brussels PHP quite a lot because it's very close to the company,
mm-hmm.
And Hasselt PHP on a regular basis.
That is excellent. And I, as much as I preach about the community, I travel so much these days that it is odd that I get to go to my home group, which is South Florida PHP there in Boca Raton, run by Adam Culp.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always fun to talk to people that get to go on a regular basis. I just don't have that luxury right now. I'm hoping that's going to change.
Yeah.
But, well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. I got to, when I looked at the schedule and I started looking at Voices of the Elephant and didn't see your name on there, I was like, never interviewed Wim. I don't know what's wrong with me. But I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here on Voices of the Elephant. And thank you for everything that you're doing to help build and promote the PHP community. I mean, you're out here in Vegas, many, many miles away from your home, and you're just here to help others and to teach them so that they can be great developers. And I just really appreciate you making the effort and putting yourself out there.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.